This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Britain's Prime Minister Theresa May has backed her ambassador to the United States after President Trump cut off contact with him following the leak of diplomatic cables branding the United States presidential administration as inept. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
May had stood by Kim Derrick amid the controversy over the release of diplomatic cables that mentioned the Trump administration. The ambassador's forthright views have created awkwardness between the two countries, who often celebrate having a special relationship. As if to underscore the snub, Derrick found himself uninvited to a White House dinner held in honor of the Emir of Qatar on Monday. While British officials hunt for the culprit behind the leak, senior Conservative Party figure and former Foreign Secretary William Hague says the government was right to back Derrick. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The United States sent a group of migrants to Mexico to await processing of asylum applications. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has that story.
10 migrants who crossed the border Monday seeking asylum in the United States were sent to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico, Tuesday to await processing of their applications. Nuevo Laredo, which sits on the banks of the Rio Grande across from Laredo, Texas, becomes the fourth Mexican border city in the program, formerly known as the Migrant Protection Protocols. The other Mexican cities where migrants are being sent to await U.S. asylum processing are Tijuana, Mexicali, and Ciudad Juarez. Several civil rights organizations have sued the U.S. government over the Migrant Protection Protocols. I'm Mike Gracia.
A U.S. federal appeals court has ruled President Trump cannot block critics on his Twitter account. It said blocking them violates the constitutional right to free speech. The second U.S. Court of Appeals in Manhattan ruled in a 3-0 decision on Tuesday. The First Amendment prohibits Trump from blocking critics on a public platform, and that includes his Twitter account.